by Laughlight 501, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Jafar left the meeting in a rage. He knew that working with the Nitsudo family was going to be profitable. By working with Primo and Mickey, they would control most of the Mediterranean. Unfortunately, that meant he had to work with the brothers. Primo was violent, 2 seconds away from an outburst at any given time. He'd heard stories of him killing underlings without warning or reason. Mickey was almost worse. Outwardly charming, but violent and devious on the inside. Just now, he'd seductively trailed a finger down Jafar's chest and had implied he'd be willing to sweeten the deal if that's what was needed. Mickey was handsome. Both men were, but he'd probably end up with his throat cut. He's fuming as he leaves the office and heads toward the door of the house. He's so upset that he doesn't notice the little man until he almost runs him over. He instinctually reaches out to grab the man, steadying him before he can fall. He's greeted by the same blue-green eyes as Mickey and Primo, but they look softer in the frail-looking man. He's obviously another sibling, but he looks younger and sweeter. "I'm so sorry," the new Nitsudo sibling stutters out. Jafar smiles at the sweet-looking man and thinks that maybe there's a fun way he can work out his anger toward Primo and Mickey. "No," Jafar purrs, rubbing the man's bicep with his thumb. "I was distracted and almost knocked you over. I'm Jafar." The man blushes slightly, his head dipping down. "I'm Che. Cesare. I'm Primo and Mickey's brother." "I could tell by your eyes, but I have to say yours look even more beautiful than your brother's," Jafar says, giving Che a smoldering look and making him blush even more. "You know, I'm staying at a hotel in the city, but I hate to eat alone. Would you join me for dinner?" Jafar hadn't even needed to feed the young man, although he looked like he could use a meal. Cesare had dreamily followed him through the lobby and up to his room. As soon as they were through the door, Jafar had pressed him against the door, fucking him hard and fast. Cesare hadn't complained, happily letting Jafar plunder his body. After, Jafar had carried the little man to the bed, slotting his body behind Cesare's bony frame. He strokes Cesare's hip and thinks that after they rested for a bit, he might be ready for round two, maybe taking his time and playing with Che a little more. "Will your brothers be upset?" Jafar murmurs, pressing a kiss behind Che's ear. Cesare giggles. "I wasn't planning on telling them. They'd probably be upset with you." Jafar chuckles a little. "You could tell them. I don't mind pissing them off." Cesare freezes in his arms and slowly turns. "Is that why you slept with me? To piss them off?" "Well..." Jafar tries for another charming smile. "It wasn't the only reason." Tears flood Che's eyes, and he sits up, grabbing for his clothing. "Come on," Jafar murmurs. "This was fun, right?" Cesare doesn't answer him, too focused on pulling on his clothes. His back is to Jafar, but Jafar can see the way his bony shoulders are slumped and curled in on himself. "Come on," Jafar says, reaching out to grab Che's arm. When Cesare finally looks up, his face is streaked with tears. Jafar feels a pang of guilt and lets go of Cesare. Cesare stands and moves to the door. An instant before he closes it behind him, he whispers in a broken voice that Jafar can barely hear, "I thought you liked me." The end.